Psalm 108, verses 1 through 5. That's our psalm today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. This is a song, a psalm of David. David writes, "My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I'll awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." The love of God is a subject we will never be able to fully grasp. It is, as this psalm says, higher than the heavens. However, as we seek to comprehend as much as we can, A.W. Tozer's teaching is very helpful. And here are some things that he notes about God's love in his book, Knowledge of the Holy. First, he says, love is an essential attribute of God. All of God's attributes, Tozer explains, are expressed fully and together. God never suspends one in order to express another. And since he is self-existent, his love has no beginning. Since he is eternal, his love has no end. Since he is infinite, his love has no limits. Since he is holy, his love is pure. God's word, Tozer says, assures us that he desires to be our friend. Think about that. Tozer says it this way, "No man with a trace of humility would first think that he is a friend of God, but the idea did not originate with men." You see, God himself said that Abraham was his friend, and God desires that same friendship with us. Tozer says, love is an emotional identification. This is what he writes. "It is a strange and beautiful thing of the free God that he has allowed his heart to be emotionally identified with men. Self-sufficient as he is, he wants our love and will not be satisfied till he gets it. Free as he is, he has let his heart be bound to us forever." Love takes pleasure in his object, Tozer says. The Lord takes particular pleasure in his saints. Christ, in his atonement, has removed the bar to divine fellowship. And now in Christ, all believing souls are objects of God's love. Love is an essential attribute of God. God's word assures us that he desires to be our friend. Love takes pleasure and its objects. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for the relationship I have with you through Jesus. Thank you for calling me your friend. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.